We're back. Thank you for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Lee, this next call, we're going to talk to Cindy, who has been a patient of yours. I think she had fibromyalgia. Is that right?
That's correct.
But she also has a son, and apparently her child needed your help. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, both mom and dad had been practice members for quite some time, and the son, Cole, had developed some issues, some significant issues.
Do you often treat children?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. It's not something that I had, you know, it had occurred to me, but it's all about quality of life. And mm-hmm. I guess the brain-body connection knows no age limits, does it?
It does not. I mean, it can start as early as birth, and they have health issues as well.
Well, let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
So, Cindy, you are a little unusual because we've talked to parents before, but you brought your son Cole in to Dr. Yardley for a very specific matter. Could you tell us just what was going on with the little guy?
He was in the second grade, and he started coughing. And we thought it was allergies because, you know, we all have allergies in this family. Thought maybe seasonal allergies or something. And we just started coughing, and he would cough more, and clearing his throat more, and coughing more, and coughing more. And it got to where, in school, his classmates were kind of looking at him funny and, oh, cool, you know, quit coughing, you know, and they would kind of stand away, you know, and kind of ostracize him, and even his teacher would say, you know, cool, just quit that coughing. I mean, we went to allergy specialists and we went through all kinds of asthma tests and allergy tests and asthma medications and allergy medications. And finally, what they hit on was that it was a neurological tic and it wasn't a real cough coming like from his respiratory. There was no tickle in his throat. It was something that was being triggered in his brain.
And were they medicating that or what?
Well, not until we found out what it was, and uh-huh. then and they we took him to a specialist who was able to evaluate him, and we had tried, you know, by process of elimination, right? We had tried already the allergies and the asthma and medications and treatments for those, and they were not working at all. And you know, at this point, Cole he would cough so much where he couldn't like hardly stand up because he was. All of his oxygen was going out with his cough, you know, and he would cry. He would be uncomfortable. Kids wouldn't stand near him and play with him, you know, and things like that. Adults would look at him funny when we'd go to the grocery stores, you know.
Let's talk about Dr. Yardley.
So we started treatment. About 3 months into treatment, early January, I started to notice that it's really different. I started noticing that Cole seemed more settled. He wasn't as nervous or as anxious. He wasn't fidgety. He seemed to have more confidence. He almost seemed like almost a different kid. He just seemed like he was real comfortable in his own skin. And I thought, well, gee, I wonder. And so he was taking 2 pills a day, and I cut his nighttime pill in half. And after the first month, his symptoms didn't come back. And so then I cut his daytime morning pill in half. And we just did that until he was weaned completely off the pills. And his symptoms have not come back again. So that would be at the end of third grade. Got him off the pills, but completely. Then he's finishing fifth grade now. And he is still symptom-free and medication-free.
And how are you doing?
I still go to Dr. Yardley, but I don't need to go very often because my adjustments are holding, which is nice. Cole is now, I think, every 3 or 4 months. He's holding his adjustments really well. The biggest issue was the pain in my feet and my legs, and a good part of that stays away. I was, you know, well into my 30s when I started, so I had 30 years to get myself all tied up in knots,
sure.
And it might, you know, take a while.
So it sounds like your quality of life and Cole's quality of life is dramatically improved.
Right. Yes, definitely. And I don't, if I can add this, the only reason why I went to Dr. Yardley is because I was visiting a friend of mine who was a hairdresser, is on her feet all day long. She has scoliosis, and she had rods in her back to, you know, hold her spine straight.
Sure.
And she was in so much pain, and I was in there visiting her, and she said after going to this new chiropractor, she was getting off of her heavy-duty meds that she was on. And so this is now, you know, the three of us that I personally know who have been tremendously helped by the style of chiropractic work that Dr. Yardley does and the quality that's done in his clinic.
That's a ringing endorsement. Cindy, thank you for making the time to talk with us.
Thank you,
You're
Cindy.
Welcome.
Dr. Yardley, I got to say, you hear a story about a little guy, an 8-year-old, and suddenly this ongoing problem vanishes. Boy, what a life changer.
That's right. Yeah, and what didn't come out when that is Cole has held his last correction for 18 months.
Which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley. All right, we'll be back with more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next on AM 770, The Truth.